Hi there, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. There is going to be a strawberry moon in Chicago about 9:05 tonight, a full strawberry moon. And I was reading on allrecipes.com about, I'm late to the party because videos of people washing their strawberries in salt and seeing tiny bugs come out of them went viral last year. So I needed to try an experiment, and I did it yesterday, and it's up at WGNradio.com. And we need to get an expert in on this. So Dr. Sriyanka Lahiri joins us. Dr. Lahiri is a strawberry and small fruit crop entomologist at the University of Florida. You are the perfect choice, doctor.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, I was really disturbed by this. Strawberries are my absolute favorite fruit, and it was really disturbing to see these videos. But as it turns out, spoiler alert, we didn't see any little worms come out of our strawberries, and we left it in salt water for 4 hours during the show yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm glad that... you didn't, experience what many people have reported in the video the past year, the year before. And strawberries are my favorite fruit, too.
So is it true?
I spend time, I think that anyone who loves small berries, small fruits, berries, strawberries, you should not be afraid, and you should not get carried away if you see videos like that. They're absolutely safe to eat, and there are bugs all around crops when we grow them, but most of the bugs are they eat the leaves, or if they eat the fruit, they will never get picked. The fruits will never make it to your countertops.
Okay, so we shouldn't be afraid.
Very high standards.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very high standards to be maintained by the growers when they're harvesting fruit.
So were these fake edited videos, maybe?
Wendy, you were right. And I had my suspicions, too, because when I was contacted a couple of years ago to comment on a TikTok video, and I looked at the video, and I thought that I probably saw leeches or some very long worms in this water, and so those weren't even insects.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is that, this may be a terrible prank, that, they may be stitched, edited, really somebody really good at editing videos may have, snuck in, some worms, long worms. There are some nematodes that are really long, like they can be more than 5-6 centimeters long, that sometimes are found inside plants. So I'm not exactly sure what are all the things that they stuck in these videos to make them really interesting, but no, I think this was just a prank, and no one should feel fearful about eating strawberries.
Those all right.
Best fruits around.
It is. And I think I saw this with peaches as well. And you just mentioned the greatest thing about how these fruits are inspected. And there are bugs in the ground. Because come on, how many times are we washing lettuce? I just washed a head of romaine lettuce earlier today. And there were a few bugs in there because bugs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and washing fruits, washing vegetables thoroughly before eating them raw or cooked, that's always a good practice because, the strawberries in Florida, we grow strawberries on raised beds, but they could be sand also on the berries. So dirt and sand so they should be washed well.
And what do you recommend to wash with? Do you need those vegetable sprays, or can you just use a brush and water, or just water?
Yeah. So the best thing would be to wash them with running water. You can let them sit in water for a minute or two and then drain. Some people will do like three washes. So wash once, throw away the water, wash second time, a third time, the ones that want to be really careful. But I, you know, we pick strawberries during our, you know, strawberry field season. We are doing research here, and we pick and we eat them straight away from the field. Those are the best strawberries. But yeah, wash your berries, wash your vegetables. There's dirt that, you know, naturally fly around and may land on the plant. As I said, the harvesting, the picking, the inspection of fruits and vegetables, the packaging, all of those steps are taken to make sure that there aren't any insects or dirt landing on the food item that's supposed to be on your kitchen counter.
Yes.
But, yeah. And I wouldn't recommend washing with, like, vinegar or soap water, nothing like that, no.
I will make a suggestion for people who want their strawberries or other fruits to remain longer in the refrigerator. Wash them and dry them on a paper towel, and then I put them in a glass container that closes like a Rubbermaid thing with a paper towel on the bottom, and it absorbs some of the moisture, and they last way longer that way. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's a great suggestion. The thing about strawberries is they are supposed to be consumed as soon as you buy them. If you can consume them within the first 3 or 4 days, don't let them sit in the fridge for longer than that. Then your experience would be the best. But yeah, your idea is wonderful. Washing them, drying them up, and then storing them in a glass container. The fruits are so soft and so tender, delicate.
Yes.
So the less you handle them before eating them, the better you are. Better off you are, and you experience that crunchiness and the fresh fruit flavor. The less that you handle them, wash them. So keeping all those experiences in mind, your idea is wonderful.
All right.
Expand the shelf life.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your approval. It's safe to eat strawberries. We're kind of like Mythbusters, Doctor, aren't we?
Exactly. Exactly.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for picking up on, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're very welcome. Dr. Sriyanka Lahiri, strawberry and small fruit crop entomologist at the University of Florida. Have a great weekend. Thanks again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Eat your strawberries. They're safe. And you can watch the video if you want at WGNRadio.com. And news coming up next.